Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Drew Dawson. The Atlanta Hawks and head coach Mike Budenholzer have agreed to part ways. Prior to the announcement, Budenholzer was already interviewing with other teams, even though he's under contract with the Hawks for two more seasons. Budenholzer was 213 and 192 in regular seasons during his 5 years with Atlanta, but the Hawks had the worst record in the Eastern Conference this year. Georgia Bureau of Investigation agents descended on Atlanta City Hall Wednesday afternoon as part of the ongoing investigation into open records request violations. According to the AJC, agents conducted numerous interviews and collected a number of documents. The investigation was prompted by complaints filed by the AJC and WSB with the Attorney General's office. Marietta police have issued an arrest warrant for one of the candidates to become the city's fire chief. Robert Kenneth Hume of Campo, California, said on his application that he'd earned a number of military honors, including a Purple Heart, a Silver Star, and two Bronze Stars. He also claimed to have reached the rank of Master Sergeant. However, during the vetting process, that information was discovered to be fraudulent. Hume is now wanted for charges related to falsifying his job submission. According to the Marietta Daily Journal, Hume is one of 66 applicants to replace Chief Jackie Gibbs, who stepped down late last year after 40 years with the city, 18 of those as fire chief. Well, a late freeze made 2017 a dismal year for blueberries in Georgia, but farmers say this year it promises to be better. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
Farmer David Lee of Alma checked a local dollar store last year in the middle of picking season and was sad to see blueberries from Chile on the shelf. This year the weather has been better, as have the berries. In Macon, on a business trip, he checked a suburban grocery store for proof.
See what we got. Yeah, there we go.
It's a case full of blueberries from the packer he sells to.
That makes me feel better.
Late cold did pose challenges for blueberries this year, too. But generally, David Lee is positive.
If the weather stays nice and cool and dry, don't be a good crop.
Most years, blueberries have twice the impact of peaches on the Georgia economy, bringing in around $100 million annually. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Pandora Music Streaming Service is creating 250 new jobs in Atlanta over the next 3 years. The positions will be in engineering, client services, legal and human resources, and sales. Pandora CEO Roger Lynch says Atlanta is an ideal place to expand because of the city's rich music history, startup company culture, and extensive higher education community. Well, the Atlanta Falcons are making final preparations for tonight's NFL draft, where they'll have the 26th overall selection in the first round. General Manager Thomas Dimitroff says although the team might trade up, there's plenty of players available who can make a difference.
To me, it feels really good to know that there are going to be, again, you know, some very legit contributors to this team right away, right. We believe, at 26 if we stay put.
Several University of Georgia players are expected to be selected in this year's draft. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.